Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，赞美神。
We are so grateful to the Lord that He has still have His, has His grace upon us, His mercy upon us, that He has given us His day, the Lord's day.
我们要感激神，因为神现在还是把他的怜悯跟恩典赐给我们。今天也是主的，他的主日。
And He still continues to love us, to embrace us, and to speak to us very clearly.
他今天还在爱我们，拥抱我们，也把他清楚的话语赐给我们。
In the previous ministry of sharing, the Lord spoke to us about spiritual awaiting.
在上一次我跟大家分享的时候，讲到属灵的等候。
God has been awaiting to have a bride for His Son.
神在那里等候，让他的儿子得着一个心腹。
He is a righteous God.
他是公义的神。
He wants His Son to be the bridegroom for the bride.
他愿意他的儿子成为这新娘的心腹的新郎。
But He wants His Son to have His bride, not just because He is the second person, the Son of God in the Trinity.
他愿意他的儿子得着一个心腹，不光因为他儿子是三一神里面的第二位。
He wants His Son to be the groom and the husband for the bride.
他愿意他的儿子成为这个心腹的新郎。
And He wants the bride to be as holy, perfect, and partaking of His divine nature.
他愿意这个心腹与新郎是一样的圣洁公义，而且在新郎的性情里面也有份。
The bride filled with all the fullness of the Godhead.
愿意这心腹也是充满了在神他里面那样的丰富。
But it will not be just because He is the second person of the Trinity.
不光因为他是三一神中的第二位，是神的儿子。
Because of his post, he will not be the bridegroom.
他能够成为新郎，不单因为他这样的地位。
But he has to prove himself.
他必须要验证他自己。
He has to prove himself in humanity, becoming a man.
他必须要成为一个人，在人的这个卑微里面被验证。
According to Hebrews 2:9, he has to suffer for the death.
在希伯来书第二章第九节里面，他也要有这个受死的苦。
In his humanity,He is, that as God, He is perfect, but in His humanity, He has to be perfect through suffering. Hebrews 2:10.
虽然他已经卑微了他自己，当他更要完全的话，是要在他的苦难里面才得以完全。
Not only that, but there is the enemy. So He has to defeat the enemy. Yes, by dying on the cross. That is Hebrews 2:14.
不光这样，还有一个仇敌，所以他也要在这里面得胜。在希伯来书第二章第十四节那里面讲到，他是借着死败坏那掌死权的。
So this is what the awaiting of God, the spiritual awaiting contained.
所以这就是属灵等候里面所包含的。
So dearly beloved, let us remember that.
所以所亲爱的，让我们记得这些。
Last time we saw,great plan of God and the expanse of time and the empires.
上一次我们看到神这个伟大的计划，还有看到各样的国度在这个计划里面。
But today, by God's grace, we shall see who are the privileged ones, the awaiting ones.
但今天借着神的恩典，我们来看一看谁是那些有特权的，就是在神里面等候他的。
How can sinful man, lost man, become the awaiting one for the Lord?
我们这些罪人怎么可以成为那等候神的人呢？
How will He bring us all into His purpose that we have awaited and found Him?
他怎样把我们带进他的心意里面？那就是他等候要得着的。
And so we find in the Word of God so many things.
所以我们在神的话语里面找到许多许多这样的内容。
And we find in the case of our dear brother Paul,
比如在我们亲爱的弟兄保罗身上，
How he became the one who was awaiting.
他怎么样成为那个等候的人？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 to 10,
在哥林多前书15章9到10节，
He says, I am the least of the apostles.That I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
他说，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
By the grace of God, what I am, and in his grace which was bestowed upon me, not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众圣徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
In this scripture we find that Paul is still with himself.
在这里我们看到保罗还是在他的自己里面。
He comes into the company of apostles. He calls that I'm not one of the apostles, I'm very least one. I am.
他在那里说，我是众使徒里面，圣徒里面是使徒里面是最小的。
So there is the self of apostleship in him.
所以在他里面已经有这个使徒的这个身份。
Then in Ephesians 3:8,
然后在以弗所书的第三章第八节。
He writes, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this given grace that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
在那里说，我比本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
So now, his circle expands from apostles, he comes to the company of all saints and he says, I am one of the saints, least of the saints.
所以从使徒这样特殊的这个身份，他现在已经在众人里面，在众圣徒里面，他说我是最小，比最小的还小。
He is being broken and he is emptying more.
所以他这里已经被破碎，他已经更多的被倒空。
But then in 1 Timothy 1:15, this is the triumph of the man Paul.
然后在提摩太前书一章十五节，这个是那作为人的保罗他得胜的地方。
The triumph of man Paul in Christ.
这个是在基督里的人保罗。
And he says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.Of whom I am chief.
在那里说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是罪魁。
He is empty, and he says, "I'm the chief of sinners."
所以他这里更加的倒空。他说，在罪人中，我是罪魁。
Dearly beloved, he is dead and gone. Dearly beloved,
亲爱的。保罗他已经死了，而且已经是被去除了。
And he's completely empty now.
他现在是完全的被倒空。
And therefore in Philippians chapter 3 verses 20 to 21.
所以在腓立比书第三章。
Yes, he writes here.
三章二十到二十一节。
For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
在那里说，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
So he is looking for, awaiting one. When he accepted, when he came to realize the fact that I'm the chief of sinners, I'm just a saved sinner, then wonderful thing happens that he is the one, awaiting one.
所以他在等候的时候就是认识到他自己是一个罪人蒙主恩，而且在罪人之中他还是罪魁。
Dearly beloved, this is the mark of the awaiting one.
所亲爱的，这个就是那个等候者他身上的记号。
When the Lord Jesus was to come, the Lord God prepared a company of awaiting ones.
当主耶稣再降临的时候，神已经为他预备了那等候者。
First and foremost, he chose John the Baptist.
首先他拣选了施洗约翰。
And how the Lord chose Zachariah and Elizabeth so that the herald would come.
而且神还拣选了撒加利亚还有伊丽莎白。
And our dear brother Chip has taught us wonderfully how John the Baptist became the voice in the wilderness which we are called to become.
而且 Chip 弟兄曾经跟我们分享到 何等施洗约翰在旷野里面成为一个声音来预备主的道路。
So we'll keep all those wonderful revelations that Brother Chip brought in our minds, and also dear brother, many brothers spoke about many things.
我们要记得 Chip 弟兄跟我们分享这个奇妙的启示，还有许多弟兄分享到许多这样的内容。
We learned about the magnifying of the Lord in our life by Brother Raghu.
Raghu 弟兄跟我们分享到怎么样在我们这个生命里面来彰显主自己。
And our dear brothers Caleb and Elliot, they brought about the encounter of Moses for 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of God, and how his face was shining.
而且 Caleb 跟 Elliot 弟兄也跟我们分享到，里面提过摩西在山上40天，脸上就因着与主同在而发光。
Our dear brother Philip brought us to the victory of the Lord, where the holy ground was.
那钟弟兄跟我们分享到，在圣地我们怎样可以得胜。
And our dear brother Kang brought us to the prayer life, the prayer ground of Moses, how God.It is prayer. We cannot pray actually. We cannot come to prayer. We are brought in God, and He enables us to pray. And that particular ground that our dear brother Kang taught us last Lord's Day.
在上一个主日，张康弟兄跟我们分享到摩西怎样举杖，在这个祷告里面，虽然我们不能，但因着是在神里面，神可以把他的大能让我们可以成就。
So these are all the aspects of the awaiting ones.
所以这些都是那个等候者他里面的内容。
Then we come and we come to see as the Lord reveals to us in the Gospels that how the Lord chose Mary and Joseph to become the parents of the Lord.
然后在福音书里面我们也看到神怎样拣选玛利亚和约瑟让他们成为抚养耶稣长大的父母。
We read in Matthew chapter 1 that the Lord Jesus, whose father,Joseph would become that he was an upright man.
在马太福音第一章那里面讲到，主耶稣他肉身的父亲约瑟，他是一个公义的人。
Matthew 1:19 very clearly says he was a just man.
在马太福音一章十九节非常清楚的讲，约瑟是个义人。
He didn't want to shame Mary.
他不愿意来明明的羞辱玛利亚。
But he wanted to.Put her away privately.
他想暗暗地把她休了。
But the Lord intervened.
但是神在这里介入了。
And he appeared to him in a dream.
而且在梦里向他显现。
And told him what the fact was.
告诉他这个事实到底是怎样。
And we read that when the Lord told him, we read in the 24th verse, very wonderfully, then Joseph being raised from sleep,did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, Matthew 1:24.
在马太福音一章二十四节那里面讲到，约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。
He was an upright man.
他是一个义人。
He was a just man.
他是一个公义的人。
He was a compassionate man.
而且他也是有连续的人。
He had all the traits of the Lord Jesus Christ because of the obedience.Of the law of the Lord.
因着他在主里面来顺服神，所以他能够成为耶稣的父亲，抚养他长大。
He was also submissive and obedient.
他是如此的遵从而且顺服。
And so he submitted and did what the Lord had called him to do.
因此他可以来成就神所向他所启示的。
So this is how he became the awaiting one. And He had the Lord in his hands.
这就是等候者他里面的生命。
Then we see Mary.
然后我们
Luke chapter 1:26-38.
然后我们看到玛利亚是在路加福音第一章二十六节开始记载。
And we see her, a young girl, in her late teens maybe.
我们在这里看到玛利亚是一个年轻的女子，她那时候很可能是青少年的年纪。
And the angel appears to her.
这个时候天使来向她显现。
And she is shocked.
她那时候非常的惊奇。
And she is troubled.
她非常的惊慌。
When it was told her that this is what is going to happen. But there is the one thing, fear not, the Lord says, verse 30.
他虽然这样的害怕，但是在三十节，天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕。
You have found favor with the Lord.
你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
And the Lord will be in your womb by the power of the Holy Spirit.
你要怀孕生子，借着神的大能，你要生子。
And then in verse 38 we read, and Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord.Be unto me according to thy word, and the angel departed from her.
在第三十八节，玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”天使就离开她去了。
She fulfilled to be the awaiting one by calling herself the servant of God, handmaid.
她成就了这件事，成为那个等候者，就是因为她说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
And thus she became.Wonderfully, the most blessed woman among all women.
所以在所有的女子之中，她是最蒙祝福的那一个。
So, dear beloved, this is a challenge to the young people nowadays.
所以，亲爱的，今天尤其对年轻人，这就是一个挑战。
Young believers,
年轻的信徒们
，We see that Joseph did not know her until after the Lord's birth.
你知道吗？当约瑟那个时候并不认识这件事，直到主耶稣出生之后。
He kept his vessel and her vessel clean and pure and holy.
哦，他们并没有同房。约瑟是只等到主耶稣出生之后才与玛利亚同房。
So in the same manner, dearly beloved young brothers and sisters, be holy, be pure, and be presentable to the Lord.For his call, for his service.
所以，亲爱的弟兄，年轻的弟兄姐妹们，要圣洁，要纯洁，而且呢，到时候我们可以把自己无瑕无疵的来献在主的面前。
So dearly beloved, here we learn that these were the one prepared by the giving of the very life that is Christ to them.
所以我们在这里看到这些人，他们是里面已经有了主赐给他们自己的生命。让他们在这里等候。
The life that is Christ was given to them as an infant, as a boy.
基督的生命在那个时候是赐给一个婴儿。
The same manner we are given Christ Jesus to be our life. Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 says, You are dead, but your life is hid with Christ. You're in God. Christ is our life.
今天我们也是一样，我们接受了这样的生命，在圣经里面也讲到，我们现在的生命是藏在基督的里面，与他一同在神里。
So it says very well there, Colossians chapter 3 verses 3 and 4, that Christ who is our life, when he appears, we shall appear with him in glory.
在加拉太书第三章第三到四节那里面也讲到，我们现在的生命藏在他里面，他显现的时候我们也显现。
So dearly beloved, as Mary and Joseph had Christ with them and in Mary, dearly beloved, we have the same Christ with all his fullness and power and glory in us.
弟兄姐妹们，就像基督的生命那个时候就在玛利亚在约瑟里面，这样的丰富，这样的能力，这样的荣耀也在我们里面。
But please prove yourself to be the awaiting ones by dedicating your life, your body, and everything at the feet of the Lord.
但是我们要验证这件事，就是要把我们的身体，我们的生命，我们的一切要献在主的面前。
And tell the Lord,Be unto me as you please, O Lord.
告诉主说，情愿你的话成就在我身上。
And thus you will be the one, awaiting one, to whom he will appear in glory.
这样之后，我们成为等候者，而且也可以在荣耀里面看见他的显现。
And when he appears in glory, we all will be glorified with himself.
当他在荣耀里面显现的时候，我们也要得荣耀。
The awaiting one, the awaiting has a big end, very tremendous end. It's the glory of God.
在等候者的里面有一个伟大的结局，就是在神里面可以得荣耀。
And being glorified by his own glory.
而且是因着他自己的荣耀，我们得荣耀。
Oh, dearly beloved, it's very important.
所以，所亲爱的，这是何等的重要。
Then we come to the other group of people who became the awaiting ones, the Magi's.
那我们在
Matthew chapter 2:1-6。
我们再看到另外的一处讲到等候神的人，这里面讲到有一些东方的博士，是在马太福音第二章。
These people, they were waiting generation after generation for that sign, for the King of the Jews to be born.
这些博士们，他们其实是一代一代的等候、盼望，要等着君王的出生。
So many generations must have died before these people could come out.
当这些人他们在这里出现的时候，在之前已经有许多的年代过去。
But the parents, the forefathers were diligent in one thing. They taught the next generation, look for this sign that this king of the Jews will be born.
但是他们的先祖却非常殷勤的一代一代的传下来，把这个教导告诉他们，就是有那星要出现，这个是他的记号。
So when Christ was born, his star appeared.
所以当基督出生的时候，有星在天上出现。
And they came.
他们就来到这里。
And they came with one purpose. Matthew chapter 2:2, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
在那里他们只有一个目的，就是在马太福音第二章第二节，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里，我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
So dearly beloved, they must be very joyful when they saw the star in the east.
所以亲爱的，当他们看到这个东方的星的时候，一定是非常的喜乐。
Because this must have started at least 500 or more years ago when Daniel taught these peopleIn Babylon.
所以这件事应该是在很久以前，在但以理的时候，500年前就知道，他们就已经听说这件事。
So this was the awaiting for 500 or more years.
所以他们这样的等候其实持续了500年以上。
And they came to the fulfillment of this wonderful awaiting.
然后他们这个等候就看到了它的实现。
And they came.
他们就来到这里。
And they were led by.The star, but they were given the light from the scriptures.
他们看到东方的星，也在神的话里面看到这样的亮光。
Yeah, according to Micah 5:2, Bethlehem Ephrathah was shown to them.
在那个时候，在弥迦书里面的预言就向他们来打开。
Oh, dearly beloved, when we are the awaiting ones, we are the ones to expect our Messiah, our Lord, physically be with us.So that we can fall at his feet and worship him as King of Kings, God of Gods, and Lord of Lords.
弟兄姐妹们，我们就是那等候的人。现在我们有这样的机会，可以面对面见到我们的救主，在他面前俯伏敬拜他。
We worship him every day.
我们天天都可以敬拜他。
We worship him individually.
个人的来敬拜。
And we worship him corporately.
而且团体的来敬拜。
But we must have the vision of the Magi's.
但我们必须有那东方博士一样的看见，一样的启示。
Where is he that is born the King of the Jews?
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？
So we can ask the Lord every day, Where are you, Lord?
That
we will see you, we will be at your feet, we will actually grasp your feet, and we can say,Oh, the King of Kings, Oh, the Lord of Lords, Oh, the God of Gods, I worship you, the chief of sinners that you have saved.
所以我们可以俯伏在他的脚前，当他显现的时候，向他说，你是万主之主，万王之王，你是万神之神，而且我这罪人中的罪魁都可以来敬拜你。
Oh, dearly one, beloved, so many people, so many of our forefathers, they expected this.And they slept in him. Oh, we do not know whether he would come in our lifetime or, but I think that most of the teenagers and young ones who are alive, oh dear ones, you will see him descending and you will be caught up.
我们前面许多的 先祖们他们都是在主里面等候而且睡了，我们不知道在我们自己的这个今生能不能见到他，但是年轻人很可能你们有机会可以亲眼看到救主降临。
And all of us who are aging ones, don't matter, doesn't matter, we will be with him in the paradise if he tarries.
所以对年长的人我们也不需要惧怕，因为如果他我们再生的时候他没有降临，但他也会把我们带到乐园之中。
But we have the privilege to be awaiting now.
但我们现在有一个特权可以来等候他。
Oh, dearly beloved, what a great thing it is, isn't it?
所亲爱的，这是何等伟大的一件事，是不是呢？
This awaiting is looking for.
这个等候就是来寻求。
This awaiting is the desire for.
就是我们心里的一个渴慕。
This awaiting is a yearning, deep.Wonderful, burning, yearning in the heart. Oh Lord, how long? When? Where? How? How can I be the one to behold you as you are in glory right now?
这个其实应该是我们里面的一个呼求，可以来说何等奇妙的救主，但是你在哪里，在什么时候可以显现？我这样的罪人却可以来到你面前来等候你，来敬拜你。
Then we come to the third group of people.
然后我们看到有第三批的人。
They were the aging ones.
他们已经年长。
Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 38.
在路加福音的第二章的25。
And there was in the Jerusalem a man named Simeon.
在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面。
And it is written he was a just and devout man waiting for the consolation of Israel.
在那里记载，这人又公义又虔诚，素来盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
He lived for one purpose.
他的生命只有一个目的。
Waiting for the consolation of Israel.
就是等候那以色列的安慰者来到。
And he had one consolation, one more. The Holy Ghost was upon him.
还有一件事来指引他，就是圣灵在他身上。
And the Holy Ghost had revealed to him that he will not die.Before he sees the Lord's Christ.
他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己在未死以前必亲眼看见所立的基督。
And the Lord God, Triune God, he himself engineered the circumstances that this old man would come into the temple, into his temple, where his salvation is there in the form of a baby.
所以这是神奇妙的安排，这位得胜的神让所有的环境来安排好之后，让西面可以在圣殿里面看到，亲眼看到救恩，就是这个孩童的耶稣。
This building was a very large building, this temple, very large premises. How could one find one whom he doesn't know, but he just has the hint from the Holy Spirit?
在圣殿这么大的一个地方，他怎么知道就是这个婴儿才是那个救恩呢？这一定是圣灵的启示。
But verse 27 says the sovereignty of God.
而且这也是
for this awaiting one.
这是神的主权，为着等候他的人所预备的。
He came by the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law.
他得了圣灵的启示，就看到耶稣他的父母抱着孩子来，要照着律法的规矩办理。
This old man with dimming sight, he beholds a couple with a baby in the arm of the mother. And what does he see? He sees the comfort, the consolation of Israel, the Lord's Christ.
这个老眼昏花的西面，他从玛利亚母亲的手中接过耶稣的时候，他看到的是什么呢？看到的就是以色列的安慰者。
Immediately he took him in his hands.
所以马上他就用手接过他来。
And blessed God.
而且称颂神。
And said, Now, Lord, I'm satisfied. Take me home. Call me home. I'm ready to sleep in you.
而且他说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世。
So those of us who are aging, we have this great consolation. We have seen the Christ. We have the Christ in us. And we are waiting for the Christ soon to appear.
所以我们在这里等候的是有圣灵的指教，我们可以亲眼看见他，而且在我们里面就有基督的生命。
Oh dearly beloved, we see that wonderful thing here.
所以所亲爱的，我们在这里看到的是何等奇妙的事。
And also we see Anna the prophetess.
而且我们看到另外的一个先知。
And we see a group of people there.
我们在那里也看到有一群人。
And verse 38 very clearly says, And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Luke chapter 2 verse 38.
这是在路加福音第二章三十八节，这个先知是女先知，正当那时她近前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
So this, she spoke of him to all them.That look for redemption in Jerusalem.
所以，他将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人说。
So whoever we are, the least of the saints, but if we have the burning yearning for looking for, awaiting for the Lord, the Christ, we will see him because it is written that she spoke to them. She showed, here is the Messiah, here is the Lord's Christ.That look for the redemption in Jerusalem. So look for the redemption in him.
不管我们是何等样罪人中的罪魁，只要我们心里面有这个火一样的盼望，要亲眼见到他，那我们就可以见到他，而且向众人来讲说，这就是基督，就是我们的救赎。
We will not be left behind if we have the yearning and we have the daily constant waiting.
我们如果每天有这样心里面的渴慕，就不会被撇弃。
Somebody will tell us, the Holy Spirit will tell us, look, look, the redemption is nigh, the redemption is here.
圣灵会指教我们说，我们的救赎近了。
Oh, dearly beloved, how important it is.
所亲爱的，这是何等重要的事。
But then we come after the 33 years of our Lord's life,To a couple of men who were waiting for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 23 verse 51 says that the same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. Luke 23:51.
在路加福音二十三章五十一节那里，在耶稣三十三岁之后，我们看到又有两个人，他们在那里等候。在五十一节那里面提到
，So we see here is the Joseph Arimathea。
在这里面，我们看到是亚利马太的约瑟。
Mark 15:43 says Joseph Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God.
在那里面讲到是亚利马太的约瑟，他是一个义人，在那里他也是等候主的。
He came and went boldly unto Pilate, asking for the dead body of Christ.
他非常大胆的来到比拉多面前，向他来求耶稣的尸体。
Oh, dearly beloved, remember this.
哦，所亲爱的，让我们来记得这件事。
And then we see before that John chapter 3 verses 1 to 21.
然后在那个之前，我们也看到约翰福音的第四章第一节。
And we see Nicodemus coming at night.
在第三章，那里面我也看到尼哥底母，他是晚上来见耶稣。
And he says, "We know that you are from God."
在那里他说：“拉比啊，我们知道你是从神那里来做师傅的。
”And the Lord talks to him.
然后主就向他来讲论。
And shows him what is the real life, the true life.
然后就向他来显现启示什么是那真正的生命
？How to have the new life？
怎么样得着这个新的生命
？And the Lord talked to him。
然后主就与他来交谈。
So these are the two secret disciples。
这两个就是那个暗暗做门徒的。
Who were the members of the Sanhedrin, the council？
而且他们也是议事里面的一位。
They were rich。
他们非常的富有。
They were rulers。
他们而且是做官的，在犹太人里面做官。
But they knew the scriptures and they were led by the Holy Spirit.
但是他们了解神的话，知道神的话语，而且他们在那里等候神。
Their power and prestige had not spoiled them.
他们手里的权力还有他们自己的地位并没有让他们沉沦。
Their knowledge of the scriptures was not just like the scribes.
他们对着神话的知识并不像那些文士一样。
But they knew the Lord and they were upright and righteous people.
他们认识神而且他们自己也是义人。
And when they knew the Lord, they got this desire, this yearning, awaiting.
所以当他们认识神之后里面就有这样一个渴慕来等候神。
And they were looking for the kingdom of God.
在那里他们等候的是神的国度。
There was the kingdom or the empire, the Roman Empire.
那个时候有地上罗马的帝国。
And there was the kingdom of Herod.
而且有希律的帝国。
And there was the kingdom, you can say, of the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas.
在那里还有像大祭司盖亚法那样的人所代表的宗教的国度。
This was religious ruling.
这个是在这个宗教里面来掌权的。
And they had the power of the Old Testament, the law.
他们手中拿着的是旧约律法那样带来的权力。
Thus, these 70 members, or 71 members.Of the Sanhedrin, they were the rulers.
在那里有71个人，他们是作为那个以色列的那个官长，他们是一个议会。
Because of the Aaronic descent, all of them, most of them, were more power, had more power than the king in Israel.
在那个时候，他们手里的权力甚至比以色列的君王还要大。
Because they represented the kingdom of God. In the house of God, the temple.
因为他们在圣殿神的家里面所代表的是神的全能。
But these two realized.
但是这两个人却认识到。
This is not the kingdom of God.
这个并不是神的国度。
This priestly power, these games, these schemes, this corruption, this cannot be the kingdom of God.
这个里面的祭司的这个制度，它里面的败坏，它里面那个暗暗要做的那些所有不好的东西，他们都不赞同。
This Gentile world power, the Roman Empire, is not the kingdom of God.
而且外邦人，外面这个罗马的帝国，这个国度也不是神的国。
The kingdom of God is according to all that is in the Old Testament, all the Psalms. According it must be according to Psalm 2.
在这个国度是在旧约里面所讲论的，而且在诗篇里面也讲到，尤其是诗篇第二篇。
Where the Lord says, "I have established my king in Zion, in Sion."
在那里面，神说我立我的君王在锡安山上。
They read about the Lord God laughing loudly at the folly of men and the people of Israel.
他那里说我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。那些
saw that this king is still not here.
今天我们这个君王还没有来到我们中间。
But they believed that God had established him and it must be spiritual.
但是这个诗篇的作者知道他已经被神所设立。
But he must come.
但是他必须要来。
Because it is already told in Deuteronomy 18 by Moses.
这个在摩西已经讲论到讲论过。
So they were waiting for him.
所以他们在那里等候。
And when they saw the miracles of Christ, when they heard about him,
当他们看到主耶稣所行的神迹，他们听见这些事。
Nicodemus comes and says, "We know you are from God."
尼哥底母就来到主耶稣面前说，我们知道你是由神那里来。
And these two were discipled because it is written they were secret disciples.
他们就是主的门徒，因为已经记载在圣经上，他们是暗暗的做门徒。
Whoever comes with a true heart, with a real question, with a real seeking, he finds the Messiah teaching, even in private.
如果你有一个真实的心在那里来问一个真实的问题，带着这样一个寻求，你就可以看到弥赛亚，而且与他交谈。
The king himself preparing,
这是
himself preparing these two priestly people.
是君王他自己预备了这两个是为着君王的人。
Oh, dearly beloved, but they remain secret.
亲爱的，他们是暗暗的在那里。
They remain secret.
他们停留在这个暗暗的
And when the time came,
当时间来到的时候
，as it was in the case of Simeon and Hannah,
就像西面跟亚拿那样的情形。
The Lord had a purpose for these two for Himself.
主是为着这两个预备了他们所要做的。
Yes, it is written. Isaiah 53 verse 9.
在以赛亚书53章第九节里面讲到。
And we read here that when the Lord was killed on the cross, when he died, there was the great problem, actually speaking, of burying this body.
当主耶稣在十字架上被害之后，他的身体如何被处理，其实是一件很大的事情。
Isaiah 53 verse 9 begins, and he made his grave with the wicked.
在以赛亚书53章第九节那里面。
And with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
在那里面讲到，他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
The royal judgment, the empirical judgment of the Romans was very strict and cruel.
罗马统治之下那样的刑罚是非常的残酷。
Even the Jewish people, their law was also very cruel that they would throw away such condemned people, people who were found to be blaspheming, they would be stoned.And they would be thrown into the valley of Ginnom.
在犹太的律法里面也是一样的残酷，就是这些亵渎神的人要用石头把他们打死，而且要推在谷中。
Where all the garbage and the refuse of Jerusalem was burning for hundreds of years.
而且是扔在这些垃圾里面。
They would throw away the dead body there.
这些犯罪的人，他们的尸体要被除去。
Who could stop them?
谁能够阻止他们呢？
This is the Roman Empire.
是难道是罗马的皇帝吗？
This is the Roman governor.
或者是罗马的总督吗？
With all the power of the Caesar behind him.
他后面是那个凯撒所有的权力。
But here it is written.
但在这里写到的。
That in chapter 15 verse 43 of Mark.
在马可福音。
Written Joseph Arimathea.An honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. Mark 15:43.
在马可福音十五章那里面讲到，约瑟他是勇敢的来到比拉多的面前，求主耶稣的身体。
Remember, Pilate.Is the hand of Caesar from Rome.
大家要记得，比拉多是凯撒在罗马在他派在耶路撒冷在这里掌权做主的。
He has all the power of the Roman Empire behind him.
他后面是那个罗马皇帝所有的权力。
But here comes Joseph of Arimathea.
但这里我们却看到亚利马太的约瑟。
He is a counselor.
他是议事里面的一位。
He is a man of authority.
他里面也有权柄。
A few hours ago, the same people of the same council came to Pilate to condemn this man to die and to be hanged.
就在不久之前，所有跟他一样有权柄的，甚至更有权柄的人，就来到比拉多面前，说要除掉这个人，要杀死他。
Pilate must have been shocked and puzzled.
所以这个比拉多一定那个时候非常惊奇也很迷惑。
Oh, here comes another counselor.
现在又来了一个议事。
He's a powerful man.
他是与其他人不一样的。
He comes in all his robes of the council, the Sanhedrin.
他所穿戴的也是议事那个尊贵的衣服。
This was the age, very different age from our age.
在那个时候那个年代与我们现在很不一样。
Every man would appear.According to his class, his standing, his riches, and his status in society and religion.
在那个时候，一个人的穿着一定要根据你在这个社会里面的地位、你的职分。
So here he comes in the royal robes of the priesthood of Israel.
所以这个时候约瑟他穿着的是那祭司那样尊贵的衣服。
And the power and rule of Sanhedrin.
而且他所里面也带着那个权柄。
And so Pilate must have been shocked.
所以比拉多一定非常的惊奇。
What is this?
这是什么呢?
These people, a few of them came in the morning, condemned this man, and here comes one man asking for his body.
在早上的时候有这么多的祭司来到我面前说要定罪这个人但现在这个人却要向我求尸体
And Pilate thought, you know what? Oh, I'm doing a favor to this man.
所以比拉多可能那个时候在想好啊那我就给他一个小小的恩惠吧
So he calls in the centurion.
所以他就叫百夫长进来
And ask him, is he dead?
就问这个百夫长说耶稣已经死了吗
And he sends the soldiers, the centurion, to bring the body down from the cross and to be given in honor and respect to this aristocrat.
所以那个时候他就要这个百夫长把尸体从十字架上取下来把这个尸体交给这个尊贵的义士。
Because it was written in Isaiah 53 verse 9.
因为这个是在以赛亚书53章第9节早就预言了。
In his death, he was with the rich.
在他死的时候是与财主同葬。
The Lord God punished sin in his son.
我们的神是在他儿子的身上来惩罚了所有的罪。
Judge death and the devil in his son.
在他的儿子身上把所有的罪堆在他身上而且来审判
All the wickedness and ungodliness of man was judged Very cruel, naked body
何等的残酷因为人的罪是何等的那些污秽所以主耶稣在十字架上他是赤身露体的
All the wrath of God fell on him I don't say wrath, I say wrath because it is very loud
在那个时候神的愤怒是在大声音里面被发出来
And he died.
他就死在十字架上。
He died a shameful death.
是在一个羞辱里面死去。
But now, he has proved, as we said, the bridegroom would give everything, even a naked self, naked body, for his bride.
所以在这里验证了他就是那个心腹的新郎，因为他给了他所有的，甚至他赤身露体的羞辱也包括在里面。
Now is the time come that he should be robed as he ought to be.
所以当时间来到的时候，他要穿上那最尊贵的衣服。
He is no longer the sin, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21.
所以在哥林多后书。五章二十一节那里面讲到的其实这个时候他是配得那个尊贵的
But he is the one that makes mankind the righteousness of God
但是他却是那一个让我们人可以在神面前成为公义
So this dead body must be wrapped in the righteousness that is the new fresh linen
所以这个死去的身体一定要被尊贵的膏来包裹这个
oh dearly beloved the righteousness of God was represented by the linen new fresh linen brought by Joseph of Arimathea
所以弟兄姐妹们主耶稣被包裹是那细麻布细麻布代表的是公义这个是那个亚利马太的约瑟所做成的
oh dearly beloved how wonderful it is
所以我们所亲爱的何等的奇妙
Secret disciples emboldened by the death of the Lord came to the emperor of the world
这个暗暗做门徒的人他也是义士里面的一位现在他来到比拉多这个总督的面前来求尸体
And they showed the allegiance their allegiance to the king of kings and god of gods to heaven itself
所以在这里他其实是向着那万主之主万王之王来宣扬
The real executioner and judge is God himself.
真正的审判者跟执行者是神他自己。
Its significance is divine.
它的意义就在于它是有神性的。
It is the divine act of God of atonement.
这个是神圣的神他所做的救赎。
It is the true and real judge and executioner of his universe and his heaven who rules both heaven and earth.
所以这是这个宇宙跟全世界主宰他在主权里面所行使的。
His kingdom rules in the ruling of man in the earth.
甚至在人的国度中他也掌权。
And he carries out everything according to his plan, purpose and will.
他是照着自己的旨意照着自己的计划来行事。
But he wants ready and prepared vessels to carry out his will.
但是他就需要有器皿来完成他自己的旨意。
He wants each meeting, each thing exactly and in detail as he wants it to be done. Such vessels to carry out.
他要的这些器皿就是情愿主的事情成就在自己身上是不打折扣的。
So here were these two men, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus.
所以这里有两个人，一个是亚利马太的约瑟，一个是尼哥底母。
Dearly beloved, the Lord used them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神使用了他们。
Because they were awaiting the kingdom of God.
因为他们等候的是神的国度。
And they became the ones to carry out the sovereign will of God, which He had already decided from before the foundation of the world in these two men.
他们所执行的是那神圣的我们的神在永世之前就已经定好的那个计划。
So we come to a very, very delicate but important point. We are in these last days.
所以现在我们来到这样一个重要的点里面。今天我们在的是末了的时候。
And it seems that the church, the body of Christ, is dead, almost dead nowadays.
现在我们看到的情形就是他的身体教会好像是已经死去了一样。
The Lord is looking for Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus among us.
所以主今天也在地上来寻找在我们中间看有没有像亚利马太的约瑟还有尼哥底母那样的人。
Who are intensely yearning and awaiting the kingdom of God.
在里面是何等的呼求在那里热切的盼望神的国度。
The regular disciples of Christ fled away. They ran away.
在那个时候，主他那些门徒，其他的门徒都已经逃散了。
Some of them and a few women came and went away sorrowful.
有些人包括那些妇女们，他们看来到之后就非常悲伤的离去。
But dearly beloved, what do we see?
但是，所亲爱的，我们现在看到什么呢
？God had two men.
神预备了有两个人
，Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea，
就是尼哥底母和亚利马太的约瑟。
They had a living relationship with Christ in secret.
他们是暗暗的，却与主耶稣基督有一个活泼的生命交通。
So those who live in secret with God and commune with God, with the Lord, they will be the ones to carry out the dead body of Christ. Into that sepulchre.
所以这些暗暗的跟随主的，他们就在与主的交通里面，成为那些人可以把主的死去的身体带到那个墓穴里。
At the right time, they became open and genuine testimony of the Lord.
当时间来到的时候，他们就在众人面前做了那个真实的见证。
Later, they suffered a lot. They became paupers, poor beggars. They were driven away.They lived in a very great poverty in the rest of their life.
那他们在之后的生命，活的却是一个非常贫穷的生活，甚至成为街上的乞丐。
They lost all the worldly things and the religious benefits.
他们在
became very poor.
他们在宗教的世界里面失去了他们以前的地位，所有的一切，成为非常贫穷的人。
But remember, they had taken a stand, calculating all the loss that was to come.
但是他们在这之前已经较量过这些代价，所以他们是在神的旨意里。
Oh, dearly beloved, remember this fact.
所以，亲爱的，让我们记得这样一个事实。
Joseph brought the linen.
约瑟他带来了细麻布
，wrapped the body of the Lord.
来包裹了主耶稣的身体。
Nicodemus brought myrrh and aloes and all the fragrant spices.
尼哥底母带来了香料、没药，所有的一切。
Dearly beloved, listen to me carefully.
所亲爱的，请你仔细的来听我所讲的。
The dead Christ cannot do anything for the body.
因为死去的基督不能对自己的身体再做什么。
But his power and his sovereignty through men did.
但是他的能力他的主权却借着这些人在执行。
Linen, the righteousness of God.
细麻布代表的是神的公义。
And the fragrance, the myrrh, and all the spices and the aloes for the body to be embalmed.
而墨药跟其他所有的香料是用来膏这个身体。
So that this body does not see any corruption, any decaying.
所以这个身体它不会朽坏，会被保存。
Dearly beloved, what is this?
所以所亲爱的这些是什么呢
God created this universe in nature also nature
神创造了这个宇宙还有这个自然界
The nature did not do any sin
这个自然界什么都没有做
The nature is given over to futility and vanity and sorrows
在这个自然界里我们看到的都是叹息劳苦空虚混沌
So in this natural world vegetation world the world weeps These, so many of the plants weep in the form of gum that comes out of them.
所以在这个自然的里面在这个万物里面其实他们都在叹息劳苦。
So some of the plants or trees become myrrh.
这些植物有的就在他们死去之后被做成墨药。
And some of the plants become incense, frankincense, and so many spices.
有的就成为那做香的香料。
It is the travail, it is the pain of being condemned, doing nothing, innocent people condemned, innocent nature, vegetation condemned.
这些植物它们其实是非常无辜的被咒诅了，在痛苦里面。
But what do they produce?
但是他们所产生的是什么呢
They produce the aroma.
他们产生的却是香气。
So, dearly beloved, what does it mean?
所以所亲爱的这些意义是什么呢
Are you oppressed by your wickedness, your sinfulness, and all those things? Oh Lord, I am saved. Your Holy Spirit is in me. Your word is with me. My brothers are with me. I am in the body. Oh Lord, why so?And so when we pray with travail and pain, oh dearly beloved, and really be sorrowful for who we are, what we are, then we become the aroma in our prayer to the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果我们看到自己的诡诈，我们的罪恶，而且呢，我们看到在这个我们是在神这个圣洁的里面有神的话语而且跟弟兄姐妹在一个身体里面但为什么还是这样呢如果我们中间有人这样叹息这样劳苦这样在痛苦里面的话那我们就可以看到有这个香气在我们中间出来
Okay. So dearly beloved
所以亲爱的
we have to stop here and we have to think of all these things how we can be the awaiting onesAnd the ones blessed by his appearance. Amen.
所以现在我们要停止在这里，但让我们来思想怎样成为一个等候的人，怎样成为一个亲眼看见他显现的人。
Thank you. Praise the Lord.